Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining, even though it's cold. Make sure you stay warm out there and stay safe. You know, this time of year is easily to be like what they call frostbitten, right?
Mm-hmm.
So be careful out there.
Frost crack. That's when the tree trunk explodes.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I never even realized that before.
Yeah, and you can hold it with your finger, but it's going to kill you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, get away from it. Go ahead with your...
How you going to hold a tree trunk with your fingers
Man,
anyway?
Man, you got to grab it. Just grip it.
And it was showing
this one thing. It kept swelling up. And the guy told me, look, man, it's getting bigger. And like, why ain't you running?
Right.
When that thing explodes, man, it explodes.
Wow. I mean,
it's like it kills. It can kill you.
I'm sure it can.
I mean, you just, go ahead.
And what I like about life, you learn something new every day.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you do. You have to.
I don't have to. I don't learn nothing new every day.
Every day, you should learn something new.
I know everything there is to know the day before, so I don't have to learn it. No, I don't learn nothing new.
God says
nothing new under the sun, so how you going to learn something new if ain't nothing new? That's just like saying...
Because you don't know it all.
I do.
No, you don't know you just it all.
How you know I don't?
Because you wouldn't be sitting here if you knew it all.
That's not true.
Why not?
Because I brought myself here. Why wouldn't I be here?
You'd be somewhere else if you knew it all.
I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
And you think you know it all.
I know I know it all.
Okay. That's not up for a debate. I take your word for it.
No, don't. You ain't got to take nothing. Just keep doing what you're doing.
You know it all.
I know everything there is to know.
Okay.
Now ask
well,
me a
I
question.
Don't.
Well, you should.
I don't.
You're walking with the Lord.
Yeah, but he only give me a little bit at a time. No, he don't give me everything all at once.
He don't give you anything.
Because I can't even explain him.
All you got to do is just be open to God and realize that.
I am open.
But you can tap into what God already
has. And I
have.
Do tap
you
in.
You was talking to me about that wisdom thing.
He don't give it to you all at once.
He don't have to give you any of it. You are
allowed to.
You can go up to the pot and tap into it and get as much as you want and need and can handle.
Mm-hmm.
If you only go up there and get a thimbleful, that's all you're going to get. But if you go up there and just and open up the vial and just get all God you can get, God will give you as much of him as you want.
No.
Yes, he will.
We can't handle as much as God as we want.
You don't know how much you want yet. Your spirit can absorb all of God can give you.
And that's not much.
Oh, my Jesus. Oh, yeah. Just no
much.
Faith of all this.
Oh,
little.
I got a lot of faith.
No, you ain't got but a little
bit. But you're talking about a lot of God.
No.
That mankind can't handle because we're not built to handle all God's glory.
I ain't saying nothing about no glory. Well, we was talking about
wisdom.
You're
talking about me getting as much of him as I can.
Yeah, you ain't talking about, did I say glory?
Well, what are you talking about then?
Okay, see, now here.
That's what it is.
Now you're going
God's
after.
God's glory.
No, that ain't what I was talking about.
What was you talking about then?
Wisdom.
And he's not going to give you all that at once.
You got it already.
I got some.
No.
I don't have it all.
If you got some, you got it all.
Oh, you think so?
Well, some comes with all.
Okay. Maybe I have more than what I think I have and
there
don't
you
know
go.
How to implement it.
There you go. Now you're
just
talking.
Like everybody else.
No, just like some other people. Because I already told you how I felt.
Okay, Mr. Perfect is saying
no.
No,
I ain't got
all
I didn't
wisdom,
say, I ain't say,
know
I
all
didn't,
things.
I didn't say nothing
oh,
about
yeah,
see.
You have to be.
Now, let me tell you something. See,
know all things.
I didn't say I know all things. I said I knew everything.
Well, what's the difference?
The difference is the way you spell it. All starts with an A. Every starts with an E. They're two different things.
All right.
Yeah.
I hear you.
The Lord said he's all-knowing. He don't say I know everything. You ain't never heard God say, I know everything. He said, I am all-knowing, right? Omniscient. Omnipresent. He always tell you, I'm all of that. I understand it. You got the Lord all messed up, baby. I mean, for real, though. I'm going to tell you, like they used to say, we don't mess with that.
No, yeah. I don't mess with that.
Well, you should.
Because I know he's all-knowing.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's omnipotent
mm-hmm.
and omnipresent.
Uh-huh. And you can know everything, too.
Oh, I know he does
no,
know everything.
No, I said you can know. He
I
knows
do not
he,
know everything.
I said
I'm
you could.
Even, I'm not going to claim that.
If you keep learning something new every day, how many days you done live? Now, let me
days?
Just,
I don't know.
Okay. You probably about 79, so that means you done lived about...
About
15,000 900 million days. You done lived a lot of days. So that means if you however many days you done lived, you should know something for that day. So you being at the age you are now, if you look back and see how many days you done lived last year, that 360 thing, do you know 365 things that you actually know that you learned last year?
Because I forgot half.
No, you didn't. You didn't know it then.
Yes, you
see?
Did.
See, and this is what I'm trying to tell you. You can know everything and not know nothing.
Well, I agree not knowing nothing.
No, you can.
But I do not agree with knowing everything.
I said you can know everything and not know nothing. But you'll never be all knowing, even if
but
you know
everything. But how is that, though?
Because they two different.
Okay. How you going to know everything and not know nothing?
The same reason you got a spirit and a soul and they live together, but they two different things. Same thing. Same thing.
Oh, so you know everything, but you don't know nothing.
There you go. There you go. Now, see, now you're catching on.
Well, I didn't say I believe that. I mean, I hear you.
Belief ain't got nothing to say with belief. Even talking about
belief. I hear you.
Belief don't even come in the picture.
Whether
you know?
I agree with do that you or know, not, do I can't
you,
say.
You, don't, you can't agree or disagree because that ain't the point.
What's the point?
The point is you can't believe in anything.
Why can't I?
Because once you say that you believe, the belief is already done. Now you got to go into knowing. And if you don't go into knowing and you keep talking about, I believe.
You're right. I do know some things. Absolutely.
Do you believe the things you know or do you know the things you believe? Now, hold on, Missy. Don't think so quick.
I know the things I believe. I know. Even though I can say, well, I believe, but I do know. With assurance, without a doubt, there's some things I know.
And you believe you know them, or you just know that
I know them.
So you don't believe
I've
them.
Already transcended from believing.
Now you start to not know nothing. Now we're on the same page. We can talk. Now go ahead with what you was giving up. Because when you were doing your announcing before, I was so rudely.
Yes, rudely interrupted me, which I don't usually say of my guests. So rudely interrupted
well,
me.
Well, you know, Lord,
and
forgive
me. Took me around the mulberry bush and back.
You know, I don't even know why people go around the bush at all. Do you know that? I don't. I really don't. I mean, people tell me, man, don't go around the mulberry bush. You ain't got to worry about that because I sure won't.
It's not an actual bush.
Really?
No. Well, there is one actual bush.
Do you know that I heard a pastor try to say the other day?
What?
That on the mountain where Moses went, that there was obstacles on the mountain. Broken glass, jagged rocks. Come on, man. Seriously? And then they blocked me because I did. I did that mega church thing. And I went up there and put, you know who Drewski is?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my Jesus.
No, I don't. Who's Drewski?
He's a comic. He's a comedian. But he did a thing that he was just mocking these pastors. And you know, Pastor Bryant. Do you know who Pastor Bryant is?
Yeah, I do. That's my sister's pastor.
I don't see how. But anyways, I don't.
Why?
You know, so Pastor Bryant come down, and he's on like this these cables, and he's floating into the room, you know, over the top of the congregation.
Okay.
Now, I don't know whether that, he said it was just something he just wanted to try, you know, but man, did you see his wife's dress? We talked about
that.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen you since the dress.
You've seen her.
I seen her, but I haven't seen you.
Yeah, well, I think all of that was part of the same thing. Anyways, this dude was making fun of that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
And boy, the church people got mad, got upset. He did another thing, too, where he went to an all-white thing, like they was having like a rodeo, and he dressed up like a white guy, and they did his makeup and everything. You couldn't tell he wasn't white, okay? You remember when you first saw Eddie Murphy in Coming to America and he was a Jewish guy? You didn't know he was a Jewish guy?
Yeah.
Same thing with this guy. They didn't know that he was black. And he was out there, hell yeah! And just doing. And he had on the overall, the hat and everything. They couldn't not tell. So then, when he posted it, and they showed a picture of him, and the white people saw he was black, they were mad. They were like, You can't come in here and put on white face like y'all did it with blackface. They was livid about that, but it was funny. But he looked real. His makeup was really good. I mean, really good. You couldn't tell. Mm. Not at all. But anyway,
Jamal Bryant.
No, I ain't talking about him. I was talking about Drewski with the. He was making fun of what Jamal Bryant was doing.
Okay.
But man, you know.
Hey, what can you say?
A lot. I'm just not. I'm just gonna leave it right there, buddy. When you get to talking about them pastors, man, you go way in the weeds.
Well,
you go way in the weeds because first of all, God said, "Don't touch my anointed." First of all,
and do my prophets no harm.
Yeah, and these guys, I mean, they can do what they want, man. It's on them, you know.
Oh yeah.
I'm just glad that I learned. When did you find out that the Bible could be applied in that it could be like a word that's actually living?
Well, I think I found that out after much reading and studying and believing and coming to the knowledge of knowing that there was power in the word because it began to transform me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Living and breathing word of God. Yeah.
I was sitting in church one Thursday evening. And the pastor at the time was talking. And I've been listening to him, you know, and whatever. Mm-hmm. But this particular evening, the way he was explaining about the word. Now, I had the King James Version at that time. And I know whatever. Mm-hmm. People got all kinds of questions about it, whatever. But that was the first time that I understood how you could change the these and the thous and the those to the thems, the does and the uses.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read it like you're just talking to regular folks.
Right.
So I went through the Bible and changed all that. I didn't know you could buy. Well, I had a Jimmy Swagger Bible, so that was a special Bible.
Man, right.
Me and my mama both had that. And then when he got caught that time, I was sin. My mama was so mad. She got rid of a Bible, I think.
Did she?
No, I don't think she did. But I still got my Jimmy Swagger Bible. And so, anyways, I changed it. And what I found out is that when you're in the right spiritual mood and your spirit is connected.
Mm-hmm.
Which it should be all the time if you're trying to read and decipher the Bible, that what it does is it releases the hidden, it releases the hidden meanings in a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To where, just like I was looking the other day and the brother was explaining about the whole thing about Daniel talking about the dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, y'all don't understand, only a few people ever really dreamed in the Bible. He said, if you look at it, everybody, they didn't talk about everybody dreaming because the way that God had dreams set up, only certain people could have them. Mm-hmm. And only certain people could interpret dreams. Other than that, he said, your dreams don't mean anything. They just random thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from your, you know, your subconscious.
Right.
But Daniel told, I know you don't know the story that well because you don't read as good as I do.
Okay.
You know, and you don't know as much as me, so you don't know. He was talking to Nebuchadnezzar, whatever his name was.
Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah, that man. And he told him, he said, listen, he said, before you tell me your dreams, he said, let me tell you, so you'll know that God spoke to me. He said, let me tell you what you dream, and then I tell you what it means.
Well, not really.
What you mean?
It was the other way around.
No.
Nebuchadnezzar would not tell the people that he wanted what the dream was about.
And that's my point.
Yeah.
He didn't have to tell Daniel.
No, he didn't.
See?
No.
So anyways, Daniel went to him and told him, said, well, I know what you dreamed. And I know what it means.
Right.
Now, I don't know if the other guys had any idea of what he had dreamed.
No, they didn't.
Or did they just not have a complete picture?
They did not know.
They didn't know that he had dreamed about the lion coming out of the water and all that. Well, then they were false prophets.
Well, yeah, God didn't use them for that. He revealed that dream to Daniel. And Daniel prayed to the Lord to reveal that to him. And he had some other people pray with him. So, and
do you know that that whole thing was really about the fall of Babylon?
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Now I do. That's why I know everything now. See, when I didn't know that, I didn't know everything. But you didn't know I didn't know it. So you didn't
know.
No, now I know it now.
Okay, so.
Now I know everything.
That was Babylon then. Who is Babylon today?
The same people that was Babylon before. Ain't nothing changed but the place, the space. It's the same people. That same group that hang him, kill him. Same group doing that now. So wherever they've set themselves as the Jamaican cities, is Babylon. It is, man.
Yeah.
That's why we got to kill them crazy bald heads and run them out of town.
Who?
The crazy bald heads.
I am going to take 1 second to introduce my guest, Willie Harris Tap One, before we go through another hour.
Oh, yeah.
And not introduce you.
They don't need to know who I am. Now
you know.
You done gave up my secret.
Okay. Your secret's in the open. I was looking at 14 degrees. That's kind of warm, isn't it?
Yeah.
14 degrees. All right.
You know, you should have a chat.
A chat?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
There should be a chat that's open.
Maybe. If I would take time to do more than what I do, I could have a lot more.
Yeah, that's a true statement.
Yeah, I just don't take the
time. See how you getting smart just from just being, you just absorbing my knowledge.
I already know that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you did not know that.
Yes, I did.
That just came to you because of just being around greatness.
I already know.
Oh, not good and Lord.
If I would put more into it, I'd get more out of it.
That's
I
old school.
Know.
No, don't start that. Don't start that. You only put in what you get out.
Mm-mm-mm. Wow, wow, wow. Mm-mm-mm.
You only get out what you put in.
Amen. And that's for sure. True. And I know that. I should.
Then explain to me, how is it that?
I don't do it. I don't.
How is it if that if that's a statement of truth that you get out what you put in? How Elon Musk almost a trillionaire? How did he get to have more money than a whole group of people? Just one man. Did he put in that much more than all of us? Now you know that.
I don't know. I don't know anything about Elon. I don't know his humble beginnings and where he came from.
He's a white Johannesburg from South Africa. And him and his daddy and them was apartheid believers.
So they've stolen from other people. That's
absolutely,
one thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just like they do in this country. They steal. They take what they want.
So they don't put in, but they take out.
Oh, yeah.
So that statement, why you sitting around saying you only take out what you put in, you got us thinking that, so we figure, well, we didn't put in that much, so we can't take out that much. But meanwhile, you got these other clowns.
But they're stealing it.
It don't matter. They're still taking out more than they're putting in.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Well, yeah, well, we need to do the same thing.
That means I'm stealing them.
Well, you're stealing anyhow, because if you're not doing what you could be doing by being humble, you're not being fair to yourself. Because
maybe not fair, but I'm not stealing.
Well, you're stealing from yourself. Because you're not giving yourself everything you need.
I could be.
So why would you want to take from yourself and let the
But I don't need that.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't
but
think so.
No, now you're trying to think.
You
need
think
it.
I
I'm
need
telling
all
you,
that.
Yes, you do.
I need it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the more you got, the more you can give to others.
Yeah, that's true.
You ain't got to
that's
have
true.
It for yourself.
That's so true.
You know, you can
I
have,
do not.
You can have four yachts and say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to create a company and let somebody else create a company. And they can take these yachts and just take people in and out. And y'all ain't even got to pay me but just a little bit of money because I'm already worth $400
billion. Right.
Whatever. You understand? You could just, but if you don't have that,
right.
You can't help nobody.
No,
it's just
you
like
can't.
It's just like somebody could come to you right now and say, "Mama or auntie or grandma, you know, I need such and such and such and such." You got the mean, yeah, like my boy Snoop say, "Womp womp womp womp, womp 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 womp." And you can do it. But when you don't have it, you got to say, well,
I don't have it.
I don't have it.
Right.
Now, if you got it and just don't want to give it, you can still say the same thing, but you still would have it in case you feel like right. you want to change your mind.
Of course. It's more blessed to give than to receive because you're in a better position when you can give to others. But if you're in want, that's not a good position.
Sort of, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I only hesitate because it's a way that you can look at things to kind of confuse it, even though you're saying that you want things. You should always kind of want more.
Oh, yeah.
But there's some people that's done.
Yeah.
They don't want anything else. I mean, I listen to people sometimes tell me, why are you trying to do this and that and trying to learn Chinese? And because I want to know other things.
Right, right.
And mainly just other experiences. You know, that you can get. Okay. Don't knock that out.
So
you go.
You're taking Chinese classes?
I'm not taking classes. I just over the internet, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pretty interesting.
I got a friend who learned Spanish over the internet.
It's really not that.
And she speaks fluent now.
The only thing is to stand with it.
Yes.
You know, and I done slacked off a lot. I was doing every day. You need to do about 15 minutes a day,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get. Because you have to really. To speak another language, you have to learn the rudiments of it. You mm-hmm. have to learn the motion and the movement of your mouth.
Right.
You know, and so this one program that I had, they show you how to say certain things, whack, so you mm-hmm. get certain sounds to come out.
Right.
You know, and another thing that's interesting too, you got traditional Chinese, but then you got the Chinese, they got... It's in phonetics. The way that the words,
mm-hmm.
they're like phonetically spelled. And I think they actually use that.
Wow.
I don't think that's just a learning tool. I think that they actually, I think they literally use that because, you know, they use the signs
mm-hmm.
where they paint. But then this other thing, like I said, what I say the word the first time.
Okay.
Well, no, it's like when you have phonetics.
Right.
So you can look at the word and sound it out. However, you have to know how they say the letters so that you can make the sound that you're supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
if not, you'll try to say it the way you think English letters are supposed
right.
to be.
Right, it's not
because
the same.
They're not the same.
No.
So that's why I'm saying you have to let them tell you how to show you how to do it with your
form
mouth.
Form your mouth and all that, yeah.
Form your mouth to get the right sound for it.
Right.
And that's why people have different accents.
Right.
Because different languages make you shape your mouth differently.
Sure do.
You know?
I've seen that. Yes, absolutely.
Because it's like right now, if you learn to speak Chinese, you're not going to speak it sounding like Linda.
No.
No. You change it. You'll pick up the rhythm of that language. And you'll sound like that language. You'll sound like everybody else, basically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, but you'll still have your soul thing going on with it. You know what I'm saying? You'll still sound like a sister, but you'll just sound like a sister that knows how to speak. Because I watch these brothers that's in China. Some of these guys, man, they are really, really... But the one guy, he done went to school for it.
Wow.
So he knows all the phonetics and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's always complimenting him on everything. But I'm going to tell you what that shows me, too. My daddy told me one time, he said, son, he said, if you learn how to talk to people, you can get anything you want. This guy goes all over China. And because he can speak the language and can speak different dialects,
mm-hmm.
they just marvel at this stuff.
Wow.
You know.
My daughter, one of them. They, you know, they don't realize it's Thursday.
No.
On the air. She'll call back, you know. Mm-mm-mm.
I know my folks do that. They will, man. They just keep, you know.
Yeah, keep calling. Where you at? Where you doing? You ain't call me back and all that. Like, okay.
So what we gonna cook today?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm not cooking anything.
Not gonna cook nothing. You're not cooking anything, or you're not cooking nothing?
No. Why should I?
Cause you a mama.
I got no kids at home.
Well, that's true too.
Okay, no kids at home. I don't have no grandkids there, no great grandkids there, and I'm not cooking.
So how you gonna eat?
I'm gonna eat. I eat some cereal.
Some Cheerios?
Yeah.
I'm a notch.
Don't you like Cheerios?
Cheerios is bad for you. Frosted Flakes is
bad. I thought they were oats.
Oats is really not good for you.
They're not?
Not really, because they just fatten you up.
Really?
Yes. That's why they tell people don't eat cream of wheat. I mean, the one.
Well, that's
thing,
wheat. That's not oats, but
yeah. But the one oatmeal is the biggest perpetrator of all.
Really?
Yeah, man. Poison.
I did not know that.
Just like the same thing they tell you don't eat. They say eat walnuts and almonds, but and pistachios you can eat them. They good. But some of these other nuts they say don't eat them things, man.
So that means pecans.
Yeah, because the body doesn't break the there's some kind of enzyme that they said is in nuts, and I don't know if it comes from them how they raise them or what they put it in the soil. I don't know what it is, but anyways, you know, a lot of this is like peanut butter. They say it's the worst stuff to eat too. People always eat that. We've been eating peanut butter forever.
Yeah,
you ain't supposed to,
because it's filling.
Yeah, not supposed to.
Well, let them tell you, you're not supposed to do a lot of stuff.
Well,
or eat a lot of stuff. Every time you get to liking something wrong with it.
Well, a lot of stuff, you know, they say you, I don't know if you're supposed to eat it or not.
I don't believe all that stuff.
I just eat what I'm going to eat.
I know that's right. I don't believe all that stuff. I don't receive it.
But, you know, you ain't got to do that. But I tell you, you don't want your high blood, your blood pressure to be all up and cracked.
The only way my blood pressure get high, I start eating them Lay's potato chips.
Oh, well, then don't eat them. I don't like Lay's no how, but you know something? Everything's
got a lot of salt.
Everything's got salt in it.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
you have to be careful with all of it. You're right. It does. It sure does.
And salt is an addiction, too.
It is, and sugar.
Sugar is. But, you know, the sugar aspect, you can. I'm fine with using just honey or something to that effect.
That's good, too.
But it's hard to substitute salt.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if there's really everything that you substitute salt with don't have any salt in it.
No, and I don't like artificial stuff. I don't like artificial sweetener, and I don't like
I like artificial
salt.
People.
You like artificial people?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because they don't do what they're supposed to do.
Why? What is so appealing about that you like?
Because you can holler at them and tell them to do things, and they'll do it. And they don't have no feelings.
Yeah, I guess we live in a
society. Get over here and
like
sit down. I'll smack you. And then just looks at you and just says, "Yes, Mrs. Harris. Yes, Mr. Harris." You know. And that's all you want, obedience.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Wow.
And they must be obedient.
Yeah, that's true.
So when you got artificial people, make them obedient. Just like AI, they artificial. I always make my AI do what I want. You don't?
Yeah.
Okay. We've been manipulating AI for years, though. We just didn't know that's what we was calling.
No, I did not know that. So I guess this has always been a part of AI, then, your cell phones.
All of it's been in there. They've been slipping it in us on there forever.
Computers been around
for
a long time.
Well, think about now everybody talk about building prompts. And that is when you tell ChatGPT to do something, okay? Right?
Right.
Now that's commonplace now. Whereas before, people never talked about prompts. But we've been writing prompts forever. You know, every time you go in and Google something, you know, you tell, "Hey, Google, find me such and such." That's a prompt.
Right.
You know, and then Google have to go out and find it and bring it back, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and they do quickly, too. It don't take them a long time.
Well, I still try to stump. I still stump from time to time. I can still stump Google. Excuse me. I can put in some stuff. But what?
Like what?
Well, I can just ask it to find me a certain type of car.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I keep changing the words in the question. Every time I tell it to do something and it does it, then what I do is I start eliminating things until I get to the point to where it changes the whole thing, or to get to the point to where it'll just say, we don't really have no results for what you're talking about.
Really?
Yeah. I do it all the time.
Okay.
All the time.
I guess there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, like I said, I've been stomping Google forever. Because it used to be, Google didn't have but a few hundred thousand data entry when they first started, man. It was zip.
How long ago was that when they first started, you know?
No, not really. But it's been a minute, but I don't know exactly. Yeah, I mean, we can Google it to find out.
Right, right.
But once I realized, because I used to ask it all the time for different things, and it would say, can't find that. But that was back in the 90s or early 2000s when mm-hmm. we first started. But now it's more complicated.
Right.
Because like I said, so many done ask so many questions and put in so much information.
Right.
To where you closed up a lot of gaps.
Hmm.
But yeah, I'd be putting stuff in there, be asking it for different things. And then, like, for instance, if you see a particular vehicle that you like, because sometimes these people be trying all these experiment type, and they got a lot of stuff going on, man. They're going to be flying in the air soon.
Who?
People.
Oh, without a spaceship or without an airplane?
With these drones that they're creating.
Oh, okay.
They look similar to a motorcycle. Mm. And they're only going to be costing, I think that guy said they're going to be $7,000 or something like that. So people are going to be buying these things. Mm. And they're going to have to start another whole set of regulations because they're actually flying. Mm-hmm. And you know, you just fly right in, go to Croaks, fly right in there, land your stuff right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm trying to tell you, man. They're showing you.
I hear you. I'm not saying I don't believe it. I'm just saying I hear you telling me.
Why is it that you have not seen this stuff?
It depends on where my focus is.
Don't you be on the internet?
Yeah.
But why? Some of that stuff should come across there sometime.
Well, sometime it does. Whether I take time to, you know, look at it or not.
Well, you probably need some of that stuff. You probably need just look into.
People have different interests.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they do not.
Yeah.
You're not interested in eating.
In eating?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, then, man, you got the same interest on that. You ain't interested in getting paid? Yeah,
we got
the same interest in that.
Absolutely.
You ain't interested in staying warm when it's cold?
Yes.
Okay, I think we got the same interest.
But not on that, what you just was telling me about the drones and all that. No.
You're interested in that. You're just afraid of it.
No, I'm not afraid of it.
You still, because you want to still go back to horse and buggies.
Who?
You. I can look at you and tell you a horse and buggy type.
No.
You think so?
I know not.
Okay, well, I mean, you just don't want to. Well, that's true. You were born here, so yeah, horse and buggies. Because we used to go to the fair and look at all that combines and all them different things. We thought we were looking at something. And then when I went to the service, and I was telling them, yeah, man, do they have tractor pull? What the hell you talking about? Tractor pull? I had a guy go get some other guys one night. And he said, man, you ain't going to believe it. Y'all got to come see this. Because, man, when I left here, we was listening to Grand Funk Railroad. And,
right, right.
And
What did they play?
Grand Funk Railroad?
Yeah.
They played music.
I know that, but famous song.
I'm Your Captain is one. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. And return me. My ship, the one that said, I'm getting closer to your home. You don't know that one.
Okay. I think I remember that.
You don't know that one, then you're definitely not going to know. But that's not my favorite one, is Amos Lady. I'll tell you a little tribute about that I didn't know. When I used to watch Woody Reese play,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was singing Grand Funk Railroad. I thought him and them boys was writing that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was hearing this stuff on the radio, but I thought it was them because he sounded so much like them, guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I fell in love with the song, man.
Wow.
With that
George.
Era. Yeah. George.
Woody. Yeah. Woody Reese. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a shirt, a jacket with George written on it.
Oh. I forgot he used to be in a group.
I thought he had a you know, Reese had a group too, man. But Reese never.
Yeah, he did.
They had a different thing going.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, they did.
But now
he was a James Brown imitator.
Woody's and them group was popular as well.
Okay.
And them guys used to tour all over Ohio, man.
I did all not
over
know that.
Ohio. Yeah,
I forgot that he was in a band. Yeah,
man. They used to go out on tour. They were good. They were good, man.
I don't know what happened to Woody.
I don't either. I don't know. I don't either. I knew he started telling me things that was a little interesting. But, you know, I had left then by that time.
Right.
And then when I would come back, I was seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And people would be telling me different things, but, you know.
Yeah.
You never know.
No, you don't know where a person is.
See, that's the kind of stuff I don't know. Everything else I know.
Okay.
That I don't know.
Oh, my. I'm surprised you admitted that, but that's okay.
That's not a form of omission. That's just true.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know that kind of stuff. I don't need to know that.
Just hungry.
Do you know that if you didn't know anything at all, you could never get Alzheimer's and forget anything?
Well, yeah, that makes sense. If you don't know nothing, how you going to forget?
And that's what folk is.
Oh, boy. This has been an interesting day.
Well, love is like that. They say love is in the air. But I tell you what, if it is, it's running over a lot of people. Right?
I guess so. You can say that.
I just did.
You're right. It missed a whole bunch
of
folks, right?
So what we're going to... You're just going to eat cornflakes when you go home. So you're not going to go get no food.
I don't know. I might go. I thought about getting a pizza, but I'm not fixing it. Somebody else can fix it.
I'm going to tell you, man. I used to go to Papa John's all the time, and then Domino's really start stepping up. They be having some good pizza, man.
Do they? Domino's?
Man.
I used to get a lot of pizza from Domino's. They got good salad, too.
Domino's be doing their thing.
Mm-hmm. They really got good salad. And those other little sandwiches and stuff they have, they're good too.
Yeah,
we used to get all that
now
stuff
that
there.
Stuff was to me was a lot more juicier and stuff back in when they first started it. You know, my son was telling me, he and I, you know, we do that now and then thing,
right?
Willie
right.
Harris Tap One. That's Willie Willie Harris HARRISTAP space one. So we was talking about foods. And he was like, man, I'm going to tell you. He said, you could take about $5. He said, and then your food would cost you about $5. He said, your drink would be about $2. You know, so he was telling me all this stuff. I said, you know what? Back when I was doing what we were doing, you could take $1.25, go to Mickey D's, get yourself a cheeseburger, get you some French fries, apple pie, and you could get a strawberry shake, $1.25.
That was a long time ago, too. When did McDonald's come here, Marion? 70s? 60s. 60s, I
well,
think.
Well,
I think it was the 60s.
We used to go to the one that's up here on Main Street.
That's what I'm talking
about.
That's
the only one
that's
we knew.
That's the first one, yeah.
And then they had Burger Boys. I don't know if you remember them. They was out on Delaware Avenue, mm-hmm. where Delaware is. And there was another place. And then we used to have an Italian restaurant that's downtown. I know where that spot is. You know where that music store is? It's been sitting in that same spot for years.
Music store.
Yeah, Harmony. It used to be called Harmony. It's right there on I don't know if that's Main and Church. I think it's on Church Street. But anyhow. There used to be a little Italian spot over there. Man, they used to make the best pepperoni sausage when you would go in there to get those subs.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I just used to love that. I think that's when I started really getting involved with Italian foods.
Okay.
That was the first time I think I ever started. Because those people was all Italian.
Right.
So they cooked authentic type food, and
good
pretty
too.
Good. It was good. We used to love it. I couldn't afford it all the time, but it was so often.
So sounds so good.
I would get one.
I gotta go. Starving.
You starving?
Yeah, I didn't get any breakfast this morning. Well, I don't eat breakfast anyway. I only eat like once a day, so.
Why is that?
I'm not interested. Wow. Not get up in the morning, that's the last thing on my mind. So about 1, 2 o'clock, I'm ready to eat.
I eat. I actually, this morning, I didn't eat purposely, but that was around 3 o'clock.
This morning?
Man, I don't have no times. When I'm up and I'm hungry, I eat.
Okay.
You know, you might see me, I may have a glass of wine, a shot of rum, and a glass of beer. And then I got my breakfast.
Really?
Yeah. And they all for different things.
Okay. So what's the beer for?
For like after I done ate everything and drank everything else, it's the last thing for the thirst, the quencher.
What about the wine?
The wine is what I eat with the food.
What about the bourbon or whatever, the liquor?
That's so that I can get an accent. So like when I'm drinking something, I don't want the wine to be the whole flow. Mm-hmm. So I hit that rum, and that cuts that other flavor and gives me the rum flavor. So it gives me a different flavor at okay. that moment. So I just love different flavors. Mm-hmm. And I do the same thing just like when we used to eat. I used to always tell people, when I order food, just bring all of it at the same time. You know, everything. So I eat what I want while I'm eating, you know.
Right, right.
I never cared for people. Some people, man, they eat all of one thing. I've seen people just eat all of their potatoes, all of their spinach, and then all of their meat. I don't eat like that.
No, I don't either.
Now, another thing I don't do that I think is crazy. I've seen people cut their food up and then mix it all up to where it's just all sloppy. I can't do that.
No, me either.
And that's why that stuff that they sell at McDonald's, them cups with the corn
the
and
bowls.
Stuff, that's why I don't like them.
Yeah, all yeah. that stuff. I know there. Colonel Sanders has that bowl. And what's the name of that? Chipotle. Yeah, Chipotle. They do that.
Yeah. You got to know when to catch Chipotle, too. You know, the best time to get them is when they freshly just cook stuff early in the morning.
Oh, okay. What time they open? I haven't had that in years.
I don't know. But if you go in there like now, man, that food, because they can't keep up with their customers.
Right.
So they just constantly cooking and stuff. So they just halfway cook, cleaning stuff, and throwing stuff in there, you know.
Right.
And then in the commercial, they claim that they do all this preparation. I ain't never seen them prepared. I just always
do. You get there early? I mean, what's early? 10 o'clock? 10:30?
No, you got to get there about 9, 8, 9.
Do they serve that early?
That's when they be cooking the food.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now they may have breakfast burritos and stuff like that. I don't know because I don't deal with.
No, and I haven't been there a long time.
Now, don't tell you why I don't deal with Chipotle like that, because both of my sons worked at it.
Okay.
And they used to tell me all the stuff be going on. Mm-hmm. Caesar's pizza. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff, man.
I guess it is different. I mean,
different.
What can you do?
People be not paying attention to stuff, man.
Of course, and people got to digest that food in their bodies, and I don't even want to hear about some of that stuff.
You figure we come in contact with millions and millions of viruses and germs and all kinds of crap all the day long, man. Stuff is always. I got a sore throat now.
Right.
And I don't know where it came from, but I'm keeping my eye on it, you know, just because I'm older. But that getting them halls was the first thing I thought about today. I said, man, you know, I need to get me something. But I ain't got I don't have a cold. But I'm congested at times.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I have an actual cold, you know, like coughing and sniffling and that kind of. But that'll come on every now and then.
You sure will.
So.
See?
Just like that.
Where'd that come from?
Just day, you know.
Wow. Okay, excuse me. I didn't mean to sneeze.
You know, that's just mental telepathy, you know.
Oh.
You just tell
someone. But I do take Mucinex. DM, which is good. Mm-mm. And they do have a nasal.
A Mucinex. I don't like none of that stuff.
And they do have a spray for your throat. And I mean, it numbs it, too. And I like it. It's very good. Not only that, it kind of...
Now, what is that
Mucinex. It's the throat spray.
Mucinex. If I happen to go to the, they might have that in they might have that in Kroger's.
Yeah.
Back in the back.
They should. They should. Yeah. But it like numbs it really good, and then the rest of the medicine like goes down your esophagus and into your lungs.
I don't want to go. I don't want nothing in my esophagus.
Well,
I'm kidding.
But it soothes it, you know what I mean? It, because a sore throat can lead to a lot of stuff.
Now, what is it called? Is it just
Mucinex?
Mucinex. Throat?
Yeah, sore throat spray.
Sore throat spray.
It's real good.
Man, every time I go in Kroger's, I don't never get what I go in there for.
Oh, my gosh. You got to write it down, I guess. I don't know.
It's got to be written down.
Yeah.
You know, and it should be been written down years and years ago. I should have been writing stuff down.
Yeah.
But I keep trying to help my memory and mind to be sharp, so I just keep trying to
remember. Remember. How's that working?
Not well. I came out one day and forgot completely where my truck was.
Oh, my gosh.
Because what I normally do is I look where I'm parked, look at the buildings. Okay, when I come back, I know I got to come right to here and come back. I parked, got out the truck. And instead of looking that way, I went right on, walked through some cars. Ain't paid attention where I was. So I come back out, man, and I laugh at other folk that do this. Because you can tell when they get to looking like that, they done lost their stuff.
Right, don't know where it's at.
Man, I'm out there looking just like them people. I said, I know good and well I parked over here. And the only thing that saved me, I remember that I parked pulling in this way.
Uh-huh.
So I said, so all the trucks that's pointed this way,
right,
they're not mine.
Right.
So I was able to eliminate rows and rows of trucks. And then I finally got to the right one.
We are out of time again, Willie. Thank you so much. It has been a very interesting
show. I'll be back on the second?
Next week.
Next week.
Yeah, next Thursday.
Next Thursday. First Thursday.
Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk.
Linda
Come back
Sims.
Next Thursday, Willa Harris Tat 1 will be my guest again.
If the Lord willing.
Be careful out there and be safe. God bless.
Bye.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie.